Good morning. This is Ronessa coming to you from Anchor.fm. Thank you for listening again today. Have you ever had a morning where you have so much to say that you do not know where to begin because you know you have to end and you want to end it right without sounding like you're rambling? That's the morning I'm having. So here we go. I have a question. And this question, kind of a question you can ask yourself, have a conversation with others, yada, yada, yada. Has there been a situation in your life where at the end of the day, even though you seem like you're the big part of the situation, you have the smallest part in any of the things that's going on? Okay, let me clarify that. Is there a situation going on? Could be with your family, could be at work, a work assignment. That's the big thing. Could be an event that you are involved with, family reunion, or organization, the community. However, you are assumed to be the biggest part. However, you play a minute part. Like if everyone did what you did, everything would be great. And that's the point or the nail on the head that I'm trying to drive home today. Sometimes we try to assign responsibility on situations that we should not. Got it out. Sometimes we assign responsibility. Sometimes we give people either too much credit or put too much pressure on people when it comes to a situation that if everybody did what they're supposed to do, everything would be fine. Like, you can't put undue pressure on certain people. You can't put undue pressure on certain situations. We were talking about that yesterday with people having a kid with an assignment. Like, oh, we're going to have this kid to hold this family together. Or you know, oh, that'll make so-and-so happy if they can have a kid. Why are you going to make somebody create something and give it a responsibility? A responsibility of fulfilling an emotion in another person that you're not even sure is going to work out. Do you understand what I'm saying? We attempt to assign responsibilities to people when the responsibility is within ourselves. You have to get you together first. When you are together, it shouldn't matter who is pouring that glass of water in that cup to give it to you when you're thirsty. All that should matter is that water is getting in that cup so that you can drink it. If you are secure with yourself, it doesn't matter who is applying that last stitch to close up that wounded heart that you have. All that matters is that it's being mended. And I'm not talking about superior. I'm not talking about God. I know my friends are like, oh, she's trying to say anybody can heal you. No, I'm talking about real life, every day. This is happening today. This is going down today. Your shoe is untied today. You waiting for who you want to tie it. You need to bend down there and tie it yourself. Or whoever ties it for you, you should be grateful. But we just say in our mind, we put in our mind that we want such and such. Oh, and in my perfect world, A would be doing this, B would be doing that, and yada, yada, yada. No, okay, that would be a perfect world. But what are you going to be doing? Everybody else falling in line, doing what they're supposed to be doing. But what are you going to be doing when everybody else is fulfilling your dreams? When are you going to fulfill your dreams? Something to think about. And I guess what? I'm done. I'm done with that part. I'm done. I'm not going to say too much more because I've learned that a little is more. And sometimes people just need a little bit at a time to marinate on. I love all you guys, and I really, 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 really hope you all know that this is not directed to any one person. It just was on my heart. I'm just really grateful of the relationship that I'm having with my daughters now and with my friends now, because I am becoming so in tune with bureaucracy, with stuff that's going on in this world. And maybe it's because of everything else that's going on in the world. I'm just so tuned into foolishness and chaos, and definitely love, respect, and honor. Like, I'm starting to really be attentive to people's sensitivities of their own life. And with that being said, I'm feeling for people who don't have a voice, who don't know how to express themselves, but they're suffering in silence. You know, maybe somehow, some way, someone can hear this and share it and then talk about it. I don't care if you put me out there, because I'm secure in myself. But somebody out there is really in a situation where if somebody could just be my advocate. So I want to be your advocate today. So you have a great day. This is Ronessa. All is well, people. Love somebody. Show somebody love. But also be compassionate to your brothers and sisters, because you never know when the shoe will be on the other foot. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.